case playing out between the U.S. government and a technology company, and it's lit up a nationwide debate about national security versus information privacy. Syed Farouk was one of the two terrorists who carried out an attack in California that killed 14 people in December. The Federal Bureau of Investigation recovered his iPhone, and a U.S. court has ordered the Apple company to help agents hack it to get more information about the terrorist and his plans. But Apple has refused, saying civil liberties are at stake and that helping the government would make its products more vulnerable to cybercrime. The company has until Friday to formally respond to the ruling in court. CNN's Lori Siegel is exploring both sides of this controversy.
California court ruled that Apple needs to help the FBI break into the phone of one of the San Bernardino shooters. Now, as Tim Cook puts it, essentially hack our own user's iPhone. Okay, well, here's how the FBI puts it. They're asking for access to the phone of a known terrorist to get valuable information. Yeah, but here's the thing. It's not like Apple knows his password, and iPhones erase after the wrong password is entered 10 times. What the court wants Apple to do is to actually create new software that would allow the FBI to guess the password an unlimited number of times. Look, investigators in the terror attack already made the case that they need access to the phone, and it was granted. Apple's just not letting them in. The government essentially wants Apple to create a back door. Okay, wait a sec. The FBI is not calling it a back door. They're saying one-time access to the phone of a known terrorist. The court ruling wasn't for Apple to break into every iPhone, just this one iPhone. Well, let me explain the tech side. Apple says once you've made the new software, it's essentially Pandora's box. It exists. It can be used to help the good guys, but here's the scary part. It could also be used to help the bad guys break into any iPhone. But Apple has helped law enforcement dozens of times in the past. Yes, but that was an older operating system. Apple was simply able to extract the data, but the newest software is actually more secure. Without cracking the password, they can't access anything. That's not true. Technically, it's possible. Apple could build custom firmware for that. Right, but think about the question that that raises. Does this ruling give the government the ability to force Apple engineers to actually write new code? That sets a major, major precedent. Look, investigators have already gotten key location data from this phone using cell towers. And the shooters had ties to ISIS, contacts, messages, all of that information is locked away in this thing. That's because it's encrypted, which is important for customer safety. The suspect is dead, so that gets around the privacy provision. He didn't buy the phone, it was actually his work phone supplied to him by the local government. There's a lot at stake and a lot of sympathy for these victims. For Apple and the FBI, this case is a battle in the making for years. The outcome will set major precedent.